Who's speaking?
This is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to Arlinda Smith.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you don't have any... You have the wrong number.
Sir, the purpose of my call is because I'm conducting an opinion survey about Phoenix. I don't know if you would like to participate and answer just a few questions about Phoenix.
What about the Phoenix?
Well, you know there's housing development taking place in Levine. Maybe you want to give your opinion about that?
Yeah, tell them to stop it.
Okay. Are you willing to answer just a few questions?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Do you still live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Sure.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going on the right direction, or do you feel that things gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. I'd like to ask you some questions about Levine, area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Ave, and east of Hilla River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear?
Sure.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, can I ask the year that you were born?
I can't tell you.
You could just give me any number. It doesn't matter.
In 1985, the Back to the Future came out.
Okay, thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's all right.
So I understand you mean just fair?
I guess it's good.
Okay. I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5. Where one means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses, 1 to 5.
Okay, so I missed the part. The one is good, or 5 is good?
No, 1 is very little, and 5 means a lot. Very little to improve
five.
Quality life. Okay, 5. Thank you.
Commercial space, 5, yeah.
Okay, what about more dining and entertainment options?
4.
What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
1.
What about more good-paying jobs?
4.
Thank you. What about better public transportation options?
1.
What about more parks and recreational options?
4.
What about better street and road maintenance?
3.
3. Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retire, a student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
All right.
Thank you. And will you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in warehouses, retail, trades, and restaurants in Levine?
All right.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target, yes or no?
Like target or target?
Like target. Similar to target.
Yeah. I just don't like target. But other stores that are similar to target, then sure.
So that will be somewhat yes or strongly yes?
Just a regular yes.
Okay. What about doctor offices or hospitals?
They're about right.
That will be a somewhat yes or a strongly yes.
No, not a strongly yes, no.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So it's asking for more? Or, I mean, so you're asking, are you asking to have more?
No, what I'm saying is, if you want to see more of that kind of business,
there's enough. We don't need more.
Okay, so no more. Okay, what about dollar stores and discount chains?
No, we have those.
What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
No, we have those. We could use a Sam's Club or a Costco.
Okay. What about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
No, we have plenty of those.
Okay. So, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like to see more of in Laveen?
Sam's Club, Costco. I think they're building a fitness center. They don't have a Walmart.
Walmart?
Okay. Yeah.
What else?
Let's see.
So right now, so far I have Sam's Club, Costco's, Walmart. That's about it.
That's all I use.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other ones, yeah.
Okay, switching gears a little bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Right now, it's a demographic problem, but yes, I guess it's a slight problem.
Slight problem, thank you. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Well, I think housing is fine. The apartments and stuff, I'm not a big fan of those.
Okay, so you will say it's not a problem at all? Or is it a slight problem?
That's a question. All right.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, I'm not looking, I don't think I'm going to answer that question.
Okay, no problem. Next question. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Townhouses and attached homes, yes or no?
No.
No. Single family detached homes, yes or no?
Yes.
Is that a strong yes or somewhat yes?
Strong yes.
Thank you. What about housing options for seniors?
I think single-family homes are housing options for seniors.
But over here, the question specifically is for seniors.
Well, no.
No, okay. What about multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
Quite a while, probably over 11, probably.
You said 11 to 20?
Yeah, I lived over 11.
Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a friend or family?
I own my home.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you approve or oppose each one. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Are you in favor or are you opposed?
Opposed.
That will be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly, strongly, completely strong. As strong as I can be, strong.
Okay, thank you so much. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Opposed, strong.
Okay. What about to repurpose or replace parking lots with more new housing?
That's okay.
That will be somewhat in favor or strongly in favor?
Strongly in favor. How about that?
Okay. What about changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. What about to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Now, when you say housing, are you talking about single, are you including apartments and things?
Yeah, everything that has to do with housing. It could be.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So that means the last one. Last one is the one I said, the garage one. That would be opposed, strongly opposed. I don't want apartments and stuff. So.
Okay, fully understand. Thank you. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Just so you know, we're about to be done. Finally, I would like to ask you a couple of questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have graduate degrees.
Okay, thank you. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25?
I'm not telling you that. That's none of your business.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
No.
No, okay. Thank you. You have a good one. Good evening.
All right.
Bye-bye.